Jesus said, "If you abide in my word, you are my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." Aloha and welcome to Free Inside Ministry with Brother Bulla Eastman, proclaiming a message of hope and freedom. Let's join Brother Bulla now for today's message.
Aloha no everyone, Brother Bulla here once again, bringing you the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ. I want to thank everyone for tuning in tonight. What a special evening we have for everyone tonight. We have a very special guest. And for those of you following on Facebook, I know you're sitting on the edge of your bed, just so excited to hear the lovely voice of our guest tonight. But before I do that, I wanted to give a shout out to all of our beloved and our brethren that are sitting out there and tuning in. Or maybe you just got through fighting the traffic going out to the west side. I want to thank all of you. To shout out to our Berean and Friday Chapel boys at Halava. Keep up the good work. To our Wayava boys in Module 10 Cash Box Program, keep studying the word, my brothers. To our brothers down at FDC, 6A and 6B. Now, 6A, I know you got your Bible studies going on at 6 p.m. 6B, I know you're studying the word very diligently. I'm going to try and get into 6B this weekend if I can. Keep up the good work. And I want to give out a big shout out to Brother John. John, if you're in the shoe, brother, keep it right, keep it tight, and keep it in the light. You know what I'm talking about. Be still and know he is God. I'm going to see you as soon as you get out of there. And also, we had a great time down in OCCC. But, you know, we also want to give a shout out to Laumaka. Laumaka, stop crying. All you boys up there thinking that I've forgotten you. I have not forgotten you. Tonight, if you're listening to this, we will already have been to the women's facility. Got Brother Robert Helsham going to be playing some live praise and worship. Well, that's a lot better than some dead praise and worship. But Brother Robert is probably one of the most anointed and gifted praise and worship leaders we have in the state. He's a cousin to the Katina family, if you've heard of them. But he's going to come, and we're going to bring the Holy Spirit. We're just going to have a Holy Ghost party with you ladies tonight. Looking forward to seeing each and every one of you, our sisters out there. To our brothers in Saguaro that are able to hear this broadcast, we're coming back for that big baptism, guys. Going to be happening sooner than you think, so we'll give you some more information on that. To all of those that are incarcerated, you know that we say you don't have to be locked up to be locked out. More people walking the streets of Waikiki that are more lost than you sitting there. Use this time of connection and correction to get some direction from our Lord Jesus Christ. You know our anchor verse is Jeremiah 29:11. "For I know the plans I have for you, declared the Lord. Plans to prosper you, not to harm you. Plans for hope and a future." You know, we do have a website, and on the website are all of our radio programs for your listening convenience. You can even hook up a podcast through iTunes or FeedBurner through Google. And the address for our website is www.freeinsideministry.org. We also have an email address, freeinsideministry@gmail.com. And for those of you on the social media wave, we have a Facebook page, Free Inside Ministry. Just wanted to thank everyone for tuning in tonight. Still fighting a cold. I apologize for that. But tonight, we have a very special guest. I am humbled, I am honored, and privileged to have in the studio with me tonight none other than one of Hawaii's most prolific comedians, most prolific entertainers. What a story, going from Kamehameha High School as a quarterback, being an officer in the ROTC program, in the Glee Club, going on to college, getting a master's degree in education, which very few people know, then having a wonderful career in the entertainment business as a leading member of a group called Booga Booga. I didn't say Hanabara Hanabara. I said Booga Booga, not Snots, not Booga Booga. We have the very one and only from the island of Kauai visiting today, Mr. Ed Kahea. Ed, say hello to the folks listening tonight, or the thousands that are listening, and just share what you're up to, Ed, because I know a lot of us were wondering, what happened to that handsome guy besides losing all his hair?
Aloha, aloha mai, aloha awina la'a, awina hoi, aloha ahi, ahi kako, everybody, good evening. And how's it to you, big boy, Bulla Bulla?
Well, we're doing wonderful. You know, it's so wonderful when you have two bald guys sitting in the same room because it's just confirmation from the Lord that God made perfect heads and the rest have hair. No offense, Mr. Ed Kanoy sitting in the corner, but we're going to work on you yet. You'd be one of the most handsome Filipino guys out of Waipahu with a bald head.
Well, you know, Ed Kanoy has a variety of ointments that he uses to keep his hair on his skull. And we won't go into that now, but we will later on in the show. it's a pleasure to be here. It's a wonderful experience for me to see you here in a radio studio. I thought it was a I thought somebody was fooling me that that you would have your own radio show. So I praise the Lord. I thank God that you're here to do your ministry. Now, I did go to Command Mass Schools. In fact, I'm in the midst of a reunion week.
Wow.
Our 45th reunion.
Wait, 45th. For those of us that didn't go to the upper edges of high school, that would be like the class of 35? I'm going to.
68.
Oh, close. Okay. Yeah, I went to Kamehameha too. I just didn't take algebra.
So in 1968, I graduated, and yes, I had a wonderful career at Kamehameha Schools, which, as you know, Pastor Bula, has changed in my tenure there, my career over there at Kamehameha Schools. We had a thing called ROTC.
Now, for those of us that aren't military-oriented or don't own interballistic missiles, what would ROTC stand for, Ed?
Reserve Officer Training Corps. That is, you went to ROTC and you had to wear the kind of army boots.
Major Lido would be so proud of you right now. Woo-hoo! Sergeant Major Lido, I know you're turning around in heaven, but he's done well.
Thank you. I want to thank Sergeant Major Lytle for not making me walk the demerits off up in the up
kill. Yeah, demerits. Yeah, that's not the girl living in Kailua at Life Church. That's demerits. That's not a good thing. Anyway, we just got a shout out, Ed. I wanted to share this with you right off the iPhone. It's called a smartphone, but I don't qualify, so I call it an iPhone. But this is from none other than Greg Hammer saying, Pastor Bula, big fan of Ed Ka here. Thanks so much for the call. Let Ed know if he needs a rap Replinger sound alike, I'm in. Well, thank you for sharing that, Greg, and we're going to make sure you listen to the program tonight.
Well, I'll pray, because then, you know, really God is my manager now. So, you know, we'll all get together. And, you know, just to segue over here, great news about Greg Hammer, and it's really edifying, and it makes me joyous.
Well, you know, it's he's finally come to the winning side. You know, I've known Greg for many years when we were both on the other side of the fence, and I don't know how I climbed over the fence faster than him, because he's a lot better shape than I am. But, you know, I pretty just cut a hole with the bolt cutters. But it's so good to have him. You know, he's made some wonderful strides. He's coming along full-time ministry now. And, Hammer, I'm going to get you up to prison with me. I will bring you out when I leave. I'm not going to leave you in there. And we had a wonderful time this past weekend. But, you know, Ed, it's just like, I don't know what the turning point was in your life where you just became on fire for the Lord, or you just realized that there's no other way to go. I mean, it's just, it comes so black and white to me. I live to bring people into the kingdom, and that's all I do, because I know what's on the other side. And I know that when I go up there, I want to make sure everybody that I know, that I love, that I consider near and dear to me, better be with me. And if they're not, it'll be by their choice, not because they didn't hear the name of Jesus.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Well, as you know, I'm just going to let you know what happened. I come from a church-going family, as most Hawaiian families
yes.
are.
Mm-hmm.
My grandfather was a kahu. My father was a kahu. But unfortunately, Bula, I graduated in 1968. And I don't know if people understand what 1968 represented, not only to Hawaii, but to the whole world.
Mm-hmm.
It was a turning point in national politics.
Amen.
On that year alone, two of my heroes, mm-hmm. first Martin Luther King, who I
yes.
idolized, mm-hmm. and Robert Kennedy, who I had met, they were murdered.
Wow, you met Kennedy?
Yes, I met Robert Kennedy in Los Angeles with my sister. He had been running for president, mm-hmm. in fact, mm-hmm. that year. And my sister lived in Los Angeles. And both of them were assassinated.
Mm-hmm.
And that was part of the experience in my young life at being 17 or however mm-hmm. old I was then. In 1968, when I graduated, there was Vietnam. There was a war. There was a proliferation of, how should I say this, drugs.
Drugs!
And there was,
Pharmacare, you know, in the house. Pharmacare, oh my God.
And there was, you know, chicks. So yes. it was a whole generation of mm-hmm. rock and roll, drugs, and chicks. And when I graduated, I made a decision to leave the hale and the comfort of a religious background.
Uh-huh.
And a lot of people in my generation did. We
uh-huh.
we spurted and went, you know, into another lifestyle.
It's a decade of exploration.
Well, I look back now that it was 40 years in the wilderness. Mm-hmm. And although I would become, some seasons in my life, I would become a what I call a suburban Christian.
Mm-hmm.
I'd go on Sundays, do the right things, go to Easter and Christmas.
Yeah, CEO, Christmas and Easter only. Yeah, hallelujah.
After Easter.
And God bless them because we need them to come at least those two times.
Yeah, after Easter, go down to, you know, Duke's.
Yeah, Duke's. For the mimosas, the brunch, and, you know, when does Henry come on and play? Yeah.
Yeah. And so I had a few seasons of that. And then... as I went through my life and found success in what I chose to do, which was to become a playwright, an actor, for the right reasons at the time, I thought. Because I thought, as Hawaiians, as Kaneko Mauli, we needed a national theater to tell our stories.
That's right.
I still think that. Mm-hmm. Today, I still think that. We don't have a theater.
No.
We don't have plays written about Kaneko Mauli.
That's right. Amen.
We don't have a movie industry that does movies about our experience.
Amen.
So that was a driving force for me for many years. But is part of the residual of that whole industry is depravity. It's things that you would be doing that you think is not bad because, I'm not a full-time addict, but I'm only recreational.
Yeah, recreational, social.
Yeah. I'm only going to drink this Cutty Sark in 1 week and not in 2 days. Well, you know what I'm saying, Bulu.
That's right. Amen.
So you're doing a 90-degree going to the right, but still trying to do good things, which is really, really the... really the curse, because you kind of convince yourself that...
if you do good things, that you're still a good person.
Yes.
And I think 99% of our society lives like that at this point.
Yeah, yeah. The only thing, the only pathway that was missing was to taking the process, the step, to give yourself and your heart and your life to Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Now... congruent with that, correlating to that, that means, you know, walking on the
congruent,
same...
Congruent, wait, I'm stuck on congruent. Congruent.
Okay, the same time.
Brussels sprouts, congruent.
At the same time.
At the same time, there we go, monosyllabic.
There was also in the 80s, in the 70s, the Jesus movement.
That's right.
But at that time, we was all making fun of them.
That's right.
You know, I mean, a lot of my friends were turning to God in the 70s and 80s, and when the evangelical Christian movement began in earnest... with a young generation, with you and my generation, where they were giving their hearts to Jesus Christ. And so what happened was I found success in what I was doing. I found security. I thought it was security in the entertainment industry. Mm-hmm. I found success.
That was a crazy life, though. You guys are living crazy lives.
Oh, totally.
Booga was crazy.
Totally insane.
Insane.
I give thanks, and this is in all seriousness to our listening audience. I give thanks to God.
That's right.
That I'm still here
today.
With you today.
Yeah, it's a living testimony right there.
And it's a testimony to his love.
That's right.
And you know what, my friends listening now, God has a plan.
That's right.
He has a plan for all of us. It's in the book of life.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes, you know, we think we're it.
Oh, yeah. Hello.
And then when you find out that he had a plan.
That's right.
You just go, oh, wow.
Why do you think, Ed, that it, I mean, it's just like, I try and understand. You know, you don't see many 18-year-olds walking around with a lot of wisdom, but they do have a lot of arrogance and a lot of confidence. Why does it take us so long to go around the track to find out where we really should be? You know, because you see that a lot, too, I'm sure.
Yeah. I'm. All I can say to you, Bulla, is that God has a plan for you, for me, for Kanoi, for Elijah.
Yes.
And we went through our lives, and I got to believe that he has me in this studio today. Talking to you and to your listening audience, because in my journey, there was blessings.
Oh, yes.
There was knowledge procured and incurred. Mm-hmm. And today, with his direction and with his sustenance, I'm a better man.
Amen.
As opposed to if I had taken another path, because I believe the path I was on for these 63 years was the path that he had me on.
Exactly.
So that today, on this Thursday, in this moment, in this epoch, right here, I can be talking to you about my experience and the glory, the righteousness, and the love of God.
Well, I think it's by the power of your testimony. Because, Ed, I mean, anybody who's anybody who grew up in Hawaii, they knew Booga Booga. It was like everywhere. And you guys were an icon to the local industry. And over the years, we've seen some tragedies where we've lost some very near and dear friends with rap and then James. But, you know, God had a plan for you, because now through everything that you've gone through, all the paths, I didn't know you had any paths left, but through all the paths that you have walked, God kind of narrowed it down. You know, we started off, you know, at the beginning, we was at Nu'uanu Valley, and now we're at the Pali before we jump off. But God narrowed it down to, so now you can see all along the way, he had his hand on your shoulder. And now I think that's why you and I both rejoice, because we look back at how stupid we were and thinking we were all that and saying like, oh, he's on cockroach, you know. And then now you just say, God's grace. You see, God will never do for you what you can do for yourself. And God's grace is when he does for you what you cannot do. You know, and that's what we realize, you know.
Well, it's not at the time.
Not at the time, no.
But in hindsight, because he gives us hindsight, he gives us the ability to reflect upon our journey. And I'm going to repeat this. It's right at the time, we may not have understood it, but it was a blessing.
Amen.
Because it was a life lesson. And although at that time we had not given ourselves to the blood and the cross, it was a life lesson that we learned that continued to motivate us to move forward. And again, what I mentioned earlier, to do good things.
To do good things.
But now,
you got the full package.
With the shed blood.
That's right. And the covering. You got the covering.
And with the team colors.
That's right.
We're doing astonishing things, powerful things, but the only difference is, Bula, not in our name.
That's right. You see, what happens is we give God the glory, and he gives us the joy.
Amen. Amen.
You know, and when we talk about things that are being done, it's not about anything that we do, but it's about everything God does through us. Because all we are like Abraham, here, Lord, here I am. Lord, here I am. I may not understand what's going through. I will praise you even in the storm, because I know that in the storm, you're going to bring me through that storm. But I'm going to rest on you. I'm going to be still and know that you are God. Because, you know, a lot of people don't understand the power that resides in themselves, in the Holy Spirit. When I ask our brethren that are in prison, I say, do you know who wrote the Bible? They say, oh, it was the disciples and the prophets. I said, no. Those were the penmen. They were holding the writing instrument. God wrote the Bible. The same person that authored the Bible, the inerrant, infallible, authorized, and inspired word of God, is who resides in the Holy Spirit inside of you.
Amen.
You know, and people don't realize what they got. They don't realize what they got. And sometimes they'll go through their whole life and then they'll realize what they had access to, what they had access to. They needed to activate their faith. And a lot of people don't know how to activate their faith because they don't understand the whole. See, I tell people, religion looks good. It just doesn't work. You see, God made man, and man made religion. God never says, make me a religion. He says, I want a relationship with you. He didn't say, go build my church. He said, build my kingdom. And there's a difference. A lot of people think when you go into those four walls on a Sunday, that's all you got to do. No, when you go to church on Sunday, that's to lick your wounds from the battle you've been having all week so that you get re-energized, refocused to go back out and fight the battles again for the coming week. You don't just raise your hands up, go hallelujah. Now you're just playing church. If you want to play church, go to the park. Don't waste your time. Get some aerobic exercise. But if you really want to be a kingdom builder and step out of the safe zone and into the faith zone, you got to step out of that boat to where you don't know what you're doing, but you're going to follow the word of the Lord and the call that the Lord has upon your heart. Because there are thousands, if not millions of people who have not heard the name of Jesus yet, that need to hear that name. And you are that person. You have a loved one in your family. You have a neighbor across the street. You have a coworker that even you might call yourself a Christian, but are you building the kingdom or are you just taking up space? You should be at NASA, need another 7 astronauts. You know, so we have to come to that point, like where Ed is at in Kauai, and what we do in our prison ministry is we're nobody special, but we are obedient to the call of the Lord. And we take one baby step at a time. And you know what? We fail miserably every day. But we bring it to the cross because we know that's where our mercy and our grace comes from, our Heavenly Father.
Well, the Bible says, you know, the psalmist says, he leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Now, we who are here have to get in front, and we need to be able to be responsible for those who accept the Great Commission. That's the whole thing.
The Great Commission. That's right.
That's what you're talking about.
He said go, I think. He didn't say sit. He didn't say lie down. He didn't say watch TV. He didn't say go play basketball.
Yeah.
Go.
Go and share the good news, the gospel. The gospel.
The gospel.
Gospel.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Mr. O'Reilly.
Is that like Kofke?
Oh, that's in the book of Proverbials.
So we are given that that job to do for those of us who believe. Now, when you're talking about people who are thinking about it, who go to church on Sunday but have not taken that final step, whether that step is a baptism, mm-hmm. whether that step is going to your pastor mm-hmm. or having a call mm-hmm. and to accept Jesus Christ, I only can share this with you, is that it's a matter, once you do that, mm-hmm. and this is the other thing that mm-hmm. I'm so blown away about, bro. Everybody talks about getting stoned or getting whatever.
Yeah.
Let me tell you this. It's the ultimate freedom.
Oh, yeah.
It's the ultimate liberty.
It's no high like the Most High.
It's the highest thing you want to get. It's complete. You begin to understand what total freedom is mm-hmm. because there is no more walls. There is no more cells. There is no more pressure to be who you think you want to be. We become vessels in the arm of God, and it's a incredible, awesome. I want to use
the
word.
You must. I mean, in your position and in your ministry, just like we do, we see so many miracles and signs and wonders. I cry every day. I cry driving to work. I cry going home, and that's not just because I'm looking in the mirror, but it's just because I see God's grace everywhere. I see His hand on everything. When you see families restored, that's a miracle in my book. When you see someone who's been addicted to drugs for 30 years come clean, have two jobs, and actually this is, I give a shout out to Brian Easterling. Your testimony for Hope Chapel this past Easter was so powerful. As you shared with us, Brian, it was in October of 2012 when my wife and I were preaching a message in OCCC. You made a conscious decision to give yourself back to the Lord. You got out, you've been clean, you graduated from your program recently in Kaneohe. You were the valedictorian speaker. You have two jobs. And you went, and this is what really stuck in my mind, Brian. You said you went from a hopeless dope fiend to a dopeless hope fiend. And you're on fire for God. And I just thank Pastor Moore for using your testimony, and it was Free Inside Ministry that was in a prison that was able to share with you. But we give all glory to our Father in heaven. But that's just one example of people just finding the reality of, you get sick and tired of being sick and tired. A lot of people, if you're happy being in prison, God bless you. I'll pray for you. But if you think there's something better out there, we've got the answer. Because the world got you where you at, and only the Word can deliver you. Because if you think the world's going to get you out, that's what got you there. It's only a matter of time before you're going to be back there again. But share some more, Ed, as we keep to move on.
The thing is, Bulla, is the world is the playground of the Kepalo.
Amen.
And that is why we're here. Mm-hmm. This is the training ground
exactly.
that God has provided for mm-hmm. us. We have free will, but mm-hmm. we also are surrounded by the Kepalo. This is where he lives.
This is where he lives, exactly.
For those of you listening on the mainland, the Kepalo is the devil.
The devil, exactly. The beast. The beast.
And so, for those of you who have a hard life or are in prison, mm-hmm. take heed because mm-hmm. God, Ke Akua Omana, is waiting for you. He has a plan for you that will give you liberty, that will free you from the yoke of the beast.
But it's by choice. God's not going to come and force himself
on
you.
No.
See, it's by choice.
Well, the other thing is, we're always the ones that walk away.
That's right. We've never seen the back of God.
No, he never walks away. He's waiting for us.
Well, it's with arms outstretched. And it's like I always tell people, when you put on that full armor of God, you have the gospel shoes of truth, you have the belt of truth around your waist, you have the breastplate of righteousness, you have the sword of the Spirit, and you get the helmet of salvation. But there is nothing covering your backside. And the reason, my brothers and sisters, for those of you that are sitting at the edge of your bed where you're incarcerated right now, the reason there's nothing covering your backside in the full armor of God, note this, God's got your back. Always.
Totally. Totally, he's got your back. Whenever you're down, whenever you're not feeling right, he always lifts you up. And that's what our Father does for us. That's what our friend Jesus does for us when we're filled with the Holy Spirit. It's God.
If you had a word, Ed, that you wanted to share quickly with those that are incarcerated right now, a word of encouragement, a word of hope, why don't you just reach out to our brothers and sisters that are locked up right now? They might be looking at a situation and they have no idea where it's going and they feel so lost. What can we share with them tonight?
Well, I want to go right to Romans 5, okay? And I want to just read this for you very quickly. Therefore, having been justified, that is to say, by faith, we have given ourselves to the faith of God. We have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom also we access by faith into this grace, which means, everybody, when you have faith in God, you have the grace of God mm-hmm. in which we stand and we rejoice. We're happy about mm-hmm. honey, being hugged by God in hope of glory of Him. Kiakua omana. And not only that, I want to share this with all of the brothers and sisters in Pahauhale, okay, in prison, okay. We also glory with God by our sides in tribulations,
Amen.
In the pilikia,
that's right.
in what's
trouble.
Burdening
that's
your
right.
heart. Mm-hmm. It's what's closing your makanui. Mm-hmm. It's what's closing up your pepeau.
Mm-hmm.
God with you, mm-hmm. okay? God with you produces perseverance. Mm-hmm. That's what faith gives us.
That's what faith is.
Perseverance. Yeah. And perseverance gives us, this word is a holy word, character. But we call it straight up. Straight up.
Straight
being
up.
A brother. Being a brother, okay? And character gives us hope.
That's what we all need is hope.
So our love, our aloha, our faith, once you come to Kiesu, God, whatever you want to call him, however the brothers over here, there call him, once you come, faith gives us hope. Don't be down. Persevere. Don't be down. Endeavor. Seek God's face. Look for him. My brothers and sisters.
Amen. You know, we just want to thank Brother Ed for coming in tonight once again. You know, all the way from the island of Kauai. I know he's suffering a little jet lag from the flight. But just want to be grateful for his manawa and for his thoughts, everyone. I want to thank you all for tuning in tonight. Remember, Ike Akua Kaho'onania. To God be the glory. Rest up. Stay right. Stay tight. Stay in the light. Talk to your Abba Father tonight. Talk to him. He's waiting for you. Talk to you guys tomorrow night. Awi'o.
You've been listening to Free Inside Ministry with Brother Bulla Eastman. Thank you for joining us today, and we hope today's message has blessed and encouraged you. If so, we'd love to hear from you. Email Brother Bulla at freeinsideministry@gmail.com or call 222-2822. That's freeinsideministry@gmail.com or call 222-2822. And remember, if the Son makes you free, you shall be free indeed, free inside. Until next time, may God bless you.